ईशावास्यमिदं सर्वं यत्किञ्च जगत्याम् जगत् तेन त्यक्त्वेन भुञ्जीता मा गृधः कश्च स्विद्धनम् कुर्वन्नेवेह कर्माणि जिजीविषक्षतम् समः एवं त्वयि नान्यते तोऽस्ति न कर्म लिप्यते नरे आसूर्यनाम ते लोका अन्धेन तमसा वृताः तांस्ते प्रेत्याभिगच्छन्ति एके चात्महनो जना अनेजदेकं मनसो जवीयो नैनदेव आप्नुवन् पूर्वमर्षद् तद्धावतोऽन्या अत्येति तिष्ठत् तस्मिन् अपो मातरिष्वा ददाति तदेजति तन्नैजति तद्दूरे तद्वन्तिके तदन्तरस्य सर्वस्य तदु सर्वस्यास्य बाह्यतः यस्तु सर्वाणि भूतानि आत्मन्येवानुपश्यति सर्वभूतेषु चात्मानं ततो न विजुगुप्सते यस्मिन् सर्वाणि भूतानि आत्मैवाभूद्विजानतः तत्र को मोह कशोक एकत्वमनुपश्यतः सपर्यगाक्षुक्रमकार्यमव्रणम् अश्नावीरम् शुद्धमपापविद्धम् कविर्मनीषी परिभूस्वयम्भूर्याता तत्यतोऽर्थान् व्यददाः शाश्वतीभ्यः समाभ्यः अन्धम् तमः प्रविशन्ति ये विद्यामुपासते ततो भूय इव ते तमो यौ विद्यायागम् स्रताः हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे अन्यदेवाहुरविद्यया अन्यदाहुरविद्यया इति शुश्रुमधीराणाम् येनस्तद्विचचक्षिरे अन्यद् आहुर विद्यया अन्यद् आहुर विद्यया अन्यदेवाहुर विद्यया अन्यद् एवाहुर विद्यया द कल्चर ऑफ निसायंस इज डिफरेंट फ्रॉम दैट ऑफ नॉलेज द यूनिवर्सिटीज आर सो टू स्पीक center of niscience only. Consequently, scientists are busy discovering lethal weapons to wipe out the existence of our countries. University students today are not given instructions in regulative principles of brahmachari, celebrate student life, nor do they have any faith in any scriptural injunctions. Religious principles are taught for the sake of name and fame only, and not for the sake of practical action. Thus, there is animosity not only in the society and political fields, but in the field of religion as well.
So this is one defect of avidyaya, or one fruit of avidyaya. Prabhupada doesn't mention all, but one is mentioned here, that even a boy thinks himself self-sufficient, pays no respect to elderly men. Now this is not a very big problem from spiritual point of view, but Prabhupada is giving, just like due to a cancerous growth in your body, due to a tumor, you might be getting fever. So no need to just cure the fever, you have to cure the cancerous tumor also. The universities are, so to speak, centers of nescience only. Consequently, scientists are busy discovering lethal weapons. What's a lethal weapon? Harmful, poisonous. Killer weapon. And university students today are not given instructions in the regulative principles of Brahmacharya, nor do they have any faith in any scriptural injunctions. Religious principles are taught for the sake of name and fame only, not for the sake of practical action. So this is a various These are the various ways of looking at the fallout or the effect. The following paragraph is one of the best paragraphs I ever found on the problem of Desh Prem, Rashtra Prem, Rashtravad, nationalism. Nationalism has developed in the different parts of the world due to the cultivation of nations by the general people. No one considers that this tiny earth is just a lump of matter floating in immeasurable space along with many other lumps. In comparison to the vastness of space, these material lumps are like dust particles in the air. Because God has kindly made these lumps of matter complete in themselves, they are perfectly equipped with all necessities for floating in space. The drivers of our spaceships may be very proud of their achievements, but they do not consider the supreme driver of these greater, more gigantic spaceships called planets. So, look at this point of view and you will find that itna chota sa tukda ke liye kya jhagda karne ka. There is a book by Prabhupada called Vairagya Vidya, Renunciation Through Wisdom. It is also called Sword of Knowledge. Sword of Knowledge. First it was called Sword of Knowledge, again it is called Renunciation Through Wisdom. So, there Prabhupada begins one chapter with a very unusual idea. That Indian people are lamenting that India no longer enjoys a number one position in so many fields of advancement. India is number one in what field? Who said? Are you sure? Are you sure? What other field India is number one? That's number two. India is number one in Kabaddi. Why? Because nobody else plays that sport. Dragging others' feet. What? Number of gods. India is number one. Corruption. See, this itself shows what kind of picture you have about India. So, Prabhupada says that out of the total 43,20,000 years of one Divya Yuga or one cycle of Satya Trita Dwapar Kali, outside people have started to dominate for the last 5,000 years only. But before that, there was complete domination of an Indian emperor whose headquarters would be in Rajkumar Prabhu. Correct. In Delhi. So why I need to worry now? So sometimes this kind of thing is helpful. But right now, there are tiny, tiny parts of this world which are called nations. According to Subhadra Swami, Desh Prem is a typical Western disease. Desh Prem. Europe has so many countries. You can cross them by car in 3 hours. So small. Our friend from Ukraine has come here. No, he's not come. How big is Ghana? What is the population of Ghana?
150 million.
No, Nigeria.
150 million, yes.
But Ghana is much less. So small, small. What? Mauritius, you start Harinam from this part, in the evening you reach the next part of the country. Hey, it's true. I mean, that's no fault of them. We don't need to laugh at them. But it's a small place. You can do a total Harinam Sankirtan ferry of the country in one day. It's not very big at all. Singapore, how big is Singapore? Huh? How many? 630 square miles. But that's a nation. So with so many people saying that allegiance toward the nation, it's very chaotic situation. There are innumerable suns and innumerable planetary systems also. As infinitesimal parts and parcels of the Supreme Lord, we small creatures are trying to dominate these unlimited planets. Thus we take repeated birth and death and are generally frustrated by old age and disease. The span of human life is scheduled for about 100 years, although it is gradually decreasing to 20 or 30 years. Thanks to the culture of Nisans, befooled men have created their own nations within these planets in order to grasp sense enjoyment more effectively for these few years. Such foolish people draw up various plans to render national demarcations perfectly, a task that is totally impossible. Yet for this purpose, each and every nation has become a source of anxiety for others. More than 50% of a nation's energy is devoted to defense measures and thus spoiled. You know which is the most expensive part of India's defense measure? Raj Kumar Prabhu? No idea? The name starts with S. Yes. What is Siachen? Sorry, it's Pakistan, India. Wow. What's the temperature there? Minus 45. What grows there? Not a blade of grass. How many people stay there? No one stays there. And how much we spend there for a day? 1.5 crore rupees every day. If some army guy makes a big mistake, he's sent there. It's true. And every now and then they have to show something. It's a glacier. What's a glacier? It's a mass of ice. It doesn't float in water. It's not called iceberg. Completely uninhabitable. Your vision fails. Your eyes are not supposed to see everything only white. It affects your mind. Affects your brain. Affects your sanity. So suddenly somebody says for half an hour. And the other party then says for half an hour. And they stop. Both nations spending upwards of a crore for no reason whatsoever. And in this way there are 150 nations. They have their own Siachen glaciers. Their own different problems. And then they say, paisa nahi hai. Medicine ke liye paisa nahi hai, khane ke liye paisa nahi hai. 50% of what you own is going towards just defense, which is more offense nowadays, not actually defense. And then when you see this defense thing, arey bhi isko jung lag raha hai isko to. Ye to bomb to aise reh gaya, then dalo isko upar. So you feel like using it. Yeah, that's what happens. So this is how avidya further puts you more and more in darker places, ignorance. No one cares for the cultivation of real knowledge, yet people are falsely proud of being advanced in both material and spiritual knowledge. See how Prabhupada is a simple verse which says one result is achieved from avidyaya, one result achieved from vidyaya. He is giving how? Clearly. Someone read the next paragraph, Gokularam Prabhu, from Sri Shopanishad Wands. Page 73.
Sri Ishopanishad warns us of this faulty type of education, and the Bhagavad Gita gives instructions as to the development of real knowledge. This mantra states that the instructions of vidya, knowledge, must be acquired from adhira. Adhira is one who is not disturbed by material illusion.
Just a moment, make a note, this is a good definition of a dhira.
No one can be undisturbed unless he is perfectly spiritually realized, at which time one neither hankers nor laments for anything. A dhira realizes that the material body and mind he has acquired by chance through material association are but foreign elements. Therefore, he simply makes the best use of a bad one.
Read the next paragraph. Yes, DKD.
The material body and mind are bad bargains for the spiritual living entity. The living entity's actual functions in the living spiritual world, but this material world is dead. As long as the living spiritual sparks manipulate the dead lumps of matter, the dead world appears to be a living world. Actually, it is the living souls, the part and parcels of the supreme living being, who move the world. The dhiras have come to know all these facts by hearing them from the superior authorities and have realized this knowledge by following the regulative principles.
So starting from the previous paragraph, you have a definition of a dhira. You always know this word comes. Dhira satrana muhyati. Where is it comes? Same thing. Same thing. That's what I said. I said where else? Dhira dhira janapriyo. So a dhira is one who is not disturbed by material illusion. And then Prabhupada says that this is also a typical word phrase. Makes best use of a bad bargain. Anyone knows the meaning of this? Raise your hand and speak. What is the meaning of making the best use of a bad bargain? Yes, Raj Gopal Prabhu.
Bringing out best utilization from unfavorable situations.
Bringing out favorable things from unfavorable. Very good. Any other opinion? Yes. Material world is a bad bargain. Better use it for spiritual advancement. What is the exact meaning of bad bargain? What is it called in Hindi? Vajji Vihari Prabhu? Sauda. Ghaate ka sauda. What is ghaate ka sauda? Just like you go to these Malabari people in Bombay and you ask them, hey, walkman kitne ka? He said, lene ka hai kya? He said, achcha dikh raha hai. Genuine aywa hai na? Hala, dekho na, likha hai idhar. N-A-I-A-W-A. Bilkul aywa hai ye. Kitne ka diya? Lene ka hai kya? 800 rupiya bahut ho gaya iske liye. लेके जाओ. बोला नहीं चाहिए. नहीं चाहिए. बोला ए सेंजल कुमारन, ए पोनप्पा, वो सबको बुलाएगा अपने लोगों को. ही विल मेक यू पे फॉर इट. इफ यू डोंट वांट इट, व्हाई डिड यू बार्गेन? व्हाई डिड यू गिव ए प्राइस? आपको नहीं चाहिए तो बोलने का नहीं कोई प्राइस. अभी इतना पैसा नहीं है, कॉलेज का फी भरने जा रहा था, उतना ही पैसा है मेरे पास, पे अपना. सो यू हैव टू शेल आउट 800 बक्स एंड देन यू गेट दैट डब्बा विच यू कैन यूज टू ईट टिफिन. बट नाउ दैट इट डजंट वर्क एज ए वॉकमैन, यू यूज इट टू कीप योर पेंसिल्स एंड रबर एंड लॉन्च चपाती समटाइम्स. एंड देन यू से व्हाट हैपेंड? नहीं, वो ऐसे गया था तो जबरदस्ती क्या हो, गले में पड़ गया एकदम. दैट्स व्हाट दे डू. दैट्स अ बैड बार्गेन. यू रियली डोंट नीड इट. यू आर लूजिंग अ लॉट ऑफ मनी इन इट. But now since you have it, use it for something at least. So similarly, Maya Devi is the seller and she is selling sense gratification. And we are not supposed to go to her shop and say how much is this, how much is that. Because we go, we look, then we ask the price about something, then we offer something, and then he says, take it. Once you say, like in Singapore, where there's a shopping market, it has scents, perfume, eau de cologne, shaving cream, and everything is held by one plastic hand like this. It's very simple, it fits in, comes out. So one of the devotees, his wife, she went there, and let's say she saw one bistri bottle there. So she said, a nice looking bottle, huh? Very nice. I should have it. So out of curiosity, she just took it out. The moment she took it out, that thing snapped shut. And she's trying to fit inside. And then one man came and said, madam, if you take it out, you have to buy it. That is the law here. She said, Ninji, what is the price of a bottle? Only $25. There's hell, 500 rupees for a mineral water. But why did you remove it then? Once you remove it, you have to purchase it. So these are the situations where we make a choice, we go there. Therefore, Prabhupada is saying here, a dhira realizes that the material body and mind he has acquired by chance through material association are but foreign elements. Now Prabhupada is using the word chance because the living entity feels like that. Hey, how come this has come on me? But then he realizes that they are but foreign elements. That either I am not suited for them or they are not suited for me. And therefore, he simply makes the best use of a bad bargain. And what is a bad bargain? The body and the mind, which is material. The living entity has actual functions. See what language Prabhupada is using. He has actual functions in the living spiritual world. The living entity has actual functions in the living world. And this material world but is simply dead. So when Lord Jesus Christ was preaching, somebody said, you want me to join you? But my father just died. And I want to bury him at least. Then I will think of joining you. And what Jesus said? Let the dead bury the dead. Go with them, after them if you want to be dead. But if you want to live eternal life, join me. That's how it is. Actually, it is the living soul, the part and parcel of supreme being, living being, who move the world. The dhiras have come to know all these facts by hearing them from superior authorities. So you know the fact by hearing from authorities and you realize the knowledge by following the regulative principles. Please make a note of these two things. You can simply know the fact by hearing from authorities, but you realize them by following the regulative principle. What is first called? Just knowing the facts. Gyan. Second one? Very good. Bharat Chandra Prabhu, read to follow the regulative principles from that paragraph. Mike, please.
To follow the regulative principles, one must take shelter of a bona fide spiritual master. The transcendental message and regulative principles come down from the spiritual master to the disciple. Such knowledge does not come in hazardous way of nascent education. One can become a dhira only by submissively hearing from a bona fide spiritual master. Arjuna, for example, became a dhira by submissively hearing from Lord Krishna, the personality of Godhead himself. Thus, the perfect disciple must be like Arjuna and the spiritual master must be as good as the Lord himself. This is the process of learning vidya, knowledge, from the dhira, the undisturbed.
Continue.
An adhira, one who has not undergone the training of adhira, cannot be an instructive leader. Modern politicians who pose themselves as dhiras are actually adhiras, and one cannot expect perfect knowledge from them. They are simply busy seeing to their own remuneration in dollars and cents. How then can they lead the mass of people to the right path of self-realization? Thus, one must hear submissively from a dhira in order to attain actual education.
Simple, isn't it? Or any questions, doubts? Good. So we move on to mantra 11. Please chant, everybody. Anandai Prabhu, lead. Mantra 11.
Vidyamscha, vidyamscha.
Hey, bich mein cha kyun lagata hai?
Vidyam cha vidyamscha stadvedo bhyagam samasah avidyamrutyam tritva vidyamrutamashnute. Only one who can learn the process of nisance and that of transcendental knowledge side by side can transcend the influence of repeated birth and death and enjoy the full blessings of immortality.
You can chant like this. Vidyamcha, vidyamcha, yastad vedo bhayam saha, avidyaya mrityum tirtva, vidyaya mrtamashnute. So, since the creation of the material world, only one who can learn the process of nescience and that of transcendental knowledge side by side can transcend the influence of repeated birth and death and enjoy the full blessings of immortality. Now, this is something very curious. The Ishopanishad is telling us, you should learn, only one who can learn the process of nescience and that of transcendental knowledge side by side. What do you mean by learning avidya and vidya side by side? Is it like knowing how to make rabdi and also how to make whiskey side by side? And you know both and then you say whiskey is bad? Yes. Yeah, so learning the process of nescience doesn't mean taking part in the process of nescience. But you know what it is. Let's see how Prabhupada explains in the purport. Since the creation of the material world, everyone has been trying to attain a permanent life. But the laws of nature are so cruel that no one has been able to avoid the hand of death. No one wants to die, nor does anyone want to become old and diseased. The law of nature, however, does not allow anyone immunity from old age, disease or death. Nor has the advancement of material knowledge solved these problems. Material science can discover the nuclear bomb to accelerate the process of death, but it cannot discover anything that can protect man from the cruel hands of old age, disease and death. So the process of nescience means you accelerate the process of death. Prabhupada's example was, previously when jungly people would fight, what they would fight with? Stones, sticks. So you throw 20 stones at one, he may just be killed. But now with 20 missiles, you can kill 20 cities. So what has been accelerated? Not the process of life, but the process of death. From the Puranas, we learn the activities of Hiranyakashipu, a king who was very much advanced materially. Wanting to conquer cruel death by his material acquisitions and the strength of his nescience, he underwent a type of meditation so severe that the inhabitants of all the planetary systems became disturbed by his mystic powers. He forced the creator of the universe, the demigod Brahma, to come down to him. He then asked Brahma for the benediction of becoming Amara, by which one does not die. Brahma said he could not award the benediction because even he, the material creator who rules all planets, is not Amara. As confirmed in Bhagavad Gita 8.17, Brahma lives a long time, but that does not mean he is immortal. What is 8.17? Brahma Bhuvana Loka? No. Sahasra Yuga Paryantam Aharyat Brahmano Vidu. Ratri Yuga Sahasrantam Teho Ratra Vidu Arjuna. Hiranya means gold and Kashipu means soft bed. This cunning gentleman, see what Prabhupada says, this cunning gentleman Hiranyakashipu was interested in these two things, money and women, and he wanted to enjoy them by becoming immortal. He asked from Brahma many benedictions in hopes of indirectly fulfilling his desire to become immortal. Since Brahma told him that he could not grant the gift of immortality, Hiranyakashipu requested that he not be killed by any man, animal, god or any other living being within the 8.4 million species. He also asked that he did not die on land, that he not die on land, in the air or water or by any weapon. In this way, Hiranyakashipu foolishly thought that these guarantees would save him from death. This is what scientists, so-called scientists today are doing. They try to understand any process by thinking that what are the things on which this particular thing depends. So if you take out the main factor on which this depends, thing will not happen. Like an old woman in India, she came to know that every time the cock in her village crows, the sun comes up. So she said, tomorrow I am going to shut the mouth of the crow, I mean the cock. So when the cock starts crowing, the sun comes up. So tomorrow when the cock doesn't crow, there will be no sun. Isn't it? So there is a relation. This seems very simplistic. But can you imagine scientists feel that? How to make somebody immortal? They say that, look, the cells in the body, they start dying. When body cells die, body also dies. What is death of the cell? There are some chemical reactions which take place, one leads to another. Now these reactions can be reversed. So when you know that the cells are degenerating, and if you reverse the process, he becomes immortal. You tell me, how is this different from shutting the mouth of a crow to stop the sun rising? The cell has nothing to do with life. The soul is ordered. Karmana daiva netrena. Daiva netra is supervision. Daiva netra. That means some boss is seeing from up above. This is how foolishly today's civilization says that we can do something, this or that. So in this way, Hiranyakashipu foolishly thought that these guarantees would save him from death. Ultimately, however, although Brahma granted him all his benedictions, he was killed by the personality of Godhead in the form of Narasimha, the Lord's half-lion, half-man incarnation, and no weapon was used to kill him, for he was killed by the Lord's nails. Nor was he killed on the land or in the air or in the water, for he was killed on the lap of that wonderful living being, Narasimha, who was beyond his conception. The whole point here is that even Hiranyakashipu, the most powerful of materialists, could not become deathless by his various plans. What then can be accomplished by the tiny Hiranyakashipus of today, whose plans are throttled from moment to moment? Like there was a chief minister in Maharashtra, whose motto was, I'll give you a stable government. But he was attacked by paralysis. So while he was saying that, he was saying, Me Maharashtra sthir sarkar din. You can't control your own hand and walking stick. How can you give a stable government? So, today scientists are killed by their own plans. The chief executive of a tobacco company, his own son dies of cancer by smoking the same tobacco sticks he makes. So at the age of 40, people's body are rattled with so many diseases. Hiranyakashipu, when he would walk, what would happen? The earth would tremble. His body like was like a steel framed mountain of gold. And he would put so many ornaments. Look very handsome. So these demons are also not very up to date demons. They are just some, as Prabhupada says here, foolish or childish. These are the words Prabhupada always uses. So those plans are throttled. What's it, throttle? Throttle means not devastating. What is it? Who has done mechanical engineering here? Raise your hands. What is a throttle? क्या होता है? क्या throttle क्या करता है? नहीं वो एक प्लेन का throttle तो क्या करता है वो? तो फुल थ्रॉटल बोलते हैं मतलब क्या होता है? बट इट डज कंट्रोल समथिंग, इट चोक्स अप समथिंग, नो? बट हियर थ्रॉटल मीन्स समबडी, दैट्स द थ्रॉटल, थ्रॉटलिंग योर प्लान. श्री ईशोपनिषद इंस्ट्रक्ट्स अस नॉट टू मेक वन साइडेड अटेम्प्ट्स टू विन द स्ट्रगल फॉर एग्जिस्टेंस. Everyone is struggling hard for existence, but the laws of material nature are so hard and fast that do not allow anyone to surpass them. In order to attain a permanent life, one must be prepared to go back to Godhead. The process by which one goes back to Godhead is a different branch of knowledge, and it has to be learned from revealed Vedic scriptures such as Upanishads, Vedanta Sutra, Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. To become happy in this life and attain a permanent blissful life, after leaving this material body, one must study this sacred literature and obtain transcendental knowledge. The conditioned living being has forgotten his eternal relationship with God and has mistakenly accepted the temporary praise of his birth as all in all. The Lord has kindly delivered the above mentioned scriptures in India and, read carefully, other scriptures in other countries to remind the forgetful human being that his home is not here in this material world. The living being is a spiritual entity and can be happy only by returning to his spiritual home. So what we have seen so far is the effects. We are trying to know how we have to learn Vidya, Avidya side by side. So here we have Hiranyakashipu, one of the best examples of a materialist. Did you ever find anyone trying to dodge death, avoid death by this kind of thing? And what did he do? He just did not beg or force Brahma to give something. He paid for it. What was his tapasya? Both hands up. Standing on one leg. Finally standing on only one toe. No food, no water. Body half eaten by ants. So who can survive this? Today is anybody willing to pay a price like this for the sake of being immortal? And that too, after he got the benediction, he had to think ki kaise kaise log marte hain, and he used everything. So still, Krishna found a way to circumvent everything. That's not difficult for God. Isn't it? Not difficult. Any questions? Knowing the process of nascence and cultivating in your life the process of Vidya. You don't need to practice Avidya. Like some people say, why do you smoke? भगवान ने बनाया है, मालूम होना चाहिए ना सब कैसा कैसा है वो. Once you taste everything, if you don't know, this is not a common thing. Prabhupada also was accused. What was accused? You don't take drugs yourself, how do you know that drugs are bad? Prabhupada ने कभी drugs लिया नहीं था, तो how do you know कि ये drugs से तुमको भक्ति नहीं मिलेगी? What is Prabhupada's answer? My disciples have taken it and they have given it up. So why? And he said, the hippies were using words like going up high, having a high. So you go high, but then when the fuel is finished, you have to come down. So the hippies, Haigiri Prabhu had written a poem. Anyone know the name? Stay high forever. Robert liked it. He says, yes. That's our philosophy. Stay high forever. So this is what he said here. From his kingdom, the personality of Godhead sends his bona fide servants to propagate this message by which one can return to Godhead, and sometimes the Lord comes himself to do this work. Since all living beings are his beloved sons, his part and parcels, God is more sorry than we ourselves to see the sufferings we are constantly undergoing in this material condition. The miseries of this material world serve to indirectly remind us of our incompatibility with dead matter. Intelligent living entities generally take note of these reminders and engage themselves in the culture of Vidya or transcendental knowledge. Human life is the best opportunity for the culture of spiritual knowledge, and a human being who does not take advantage of this opportunity is called Naradham, the lowest of human beings. Intelligent living entities generally take note of these reminders and engage themselves in the culture of Vidya. I shared this story in our seminar. There was a man who had 4 daughters. They all were married at the same time. They had some age difference, but in 1 year they all got married. So these 4 sons-in-laws, they come to spend Diwali. And Diwali ho gaya, ek hafta ho gaya, do hafta ho gaya, ek mahina ho gaya, tulsi vivah ho gaya. And nobody is making any mention of living. The father-in-law is feeding nicely, what's the problem? So one day the father-in-law does not invite them for the noon prasad. Normally, son-in-law is given invitation. Jamai Bapu, Jamai Ji, Damad Ji, aiye. The first one says, this is an insult. I cannot tolerate this. So he tells his wife, pack up, we are leaving. She says, what is the problem? He says, no, I am insulted. He didn't invite me. But other 3 said, what is the problem? Kali invitation nahi diya na. Ek baje jaake baith jane ka udhar kya hai? So they sit there. The father-in-law says, ye to pakke chitku log hai to. So the second time, he doesn't serve water for clean hands. So the second one says, this is too much. Pehle to invitation nahi diya. Aur abhi haath dhone ke liye paani bhi rakha nahi hai. I am insulted, I am leaving. He tells his wife, pack off, we are leaving. The first one left without no invitation, second left without, because there was no water. Baki toh bolte, problem kya hai, khane ko toh mil raha hai na. After few days, he tells his wife, don't make new dal and chawal. Woh kal ka bacha hai na, wohi khila do inko. So the third son-in-law, he sees the food, he lies. Ye toh kal ka hai bhai. And he says, ye dal thanda hai. The father-in-law doesn't say anything. The third son-in-law says, this is too much. No invitation I can understand, no water I can understand, but food, this quality, he tells his wife, enough, we pack off. But the fourth one is saying, what is the problem? Bete bete khane ko mil raha hai, problem kya hai? So no invitation, no water to wash hands, thanda prasad, kabhi aaya nahi aaya, then the servants are told to serve him. Woh ek serve karke ke chala gaya, aur kaam karne ke liye chala gaya. So after half an hour, some next item would come. Then the father-in-law says, "Allah, ye rascal to manne koi tayar nahi hai." So he takes a stick and starts beating him. He says, "You tell me that I am not welcome here. I am going now immediately." So intelligent people, when they see something in the material world—birth, old age, disease, death, miseries—Prabhupada is saying here, they take note of these reminders. What are the reminders? The miseries of this material world serve to indirectly remind us of our incompatibility. What is incompatibility? Dono ka jamta nahi hai. Square peg in round hole. So the moment they see this is not happening properly, they leave this place. Now two things are needed. The awareness that you are not happy here and knowledge of where to go. Those who don't have awareness that this is a bad place, where will they go? So most people, if you tell them this world is a bad place, we know it's a bad place. Why don't you go somewhere else? But where will you go? This is my motherland. Hey, desh ki mitti se main tilak karta hu. They say, go to hell, stay here only, rot here only. No problem. So all these big dialogues of my family, my friends, my society, my love life, whatever, it simply brings you down. And unless you are aware of where to go, so Satyuga is like those who receive one notice of displeasure and they say enough, now we are leaving. But in Kali Yuga, khana nahi diya, pina nahi diya, famine, drought, earthquake, still wo pakad ke beta wo kursi ko chhod. Politicians, they are not leaving the, maro, tomato maro, anda maro, kuch maro. I am not leaving this job. So what is to be done? Death forcibly removes them, temporarily. So Krishna as death, temporarily gives vairagya to every living entity. But he doesn't learn the lesson. He doesn't learn the lesson. Like the poor son-in-law, he's saying, you tell no that I'm not welcome here. Abhi itna sab kya kya kya. Wasn't that a indication? I have to tell yourself. So we need not fight with Maya. That you are giving me disease, you are giving me so many pains, so many tribulations, so many calamities. Why don't you tell me plainly that I am not welcome here? She said, that's what I'm trying for the last, I don't know how many millions of years. So we'll stop here. Any questions? Question? Comment? Announcement? Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Not a question, it's an in 11th canto Maharaj Nemi is asking about what is this material nature. So disciples of Prabhupada, they are writing that why such a elevated devotee is asking about material nature related to this verse. So the answer given is that just to be aware so that you don't fall down, they ask such questions. Even like Prabhupada prayed that, you know, save me from Maya, he told his disciples. So it is mentioned in 11th canto, like, why?
Good. 11th canto, first part, right? Mala Nimi. Third question.
Prabhuji, already this world is very difficult to live. People, especially Kali Yuga, people don't want to live. And top to all, if they become successful, then, like, the message doesn't go in their head. They say, what's problem? We are having so much money and so much enjoyment. So, the success makes it more aggravated. I mean, the disease is already so much and it's top to all. So, how a preacher speak to a person or feel about such person? Like,
if I understand your question correctly, if somebody is miserable, there is no need to tell him that his world is miserable. He already knows it. But if somebody is successful, the situation is already bad, he is already aggravated. How do we preach to him? Any suggestions? Is that correct? How do you preach to a successful person that you have to accept knowledge or whatever? Yeah, this is one hint. You can show them that what is your rate of success? So many failures you can point out. Indira Gandhi had a 20-point economic program for removing poverty. Prabhupada, last time I went to Bombay, the number of beggars simply increased. So where is the question of removal of poverty? The United Nations want United Nations to be united, but their flags are increasing. Where is the unity? Universities and colleges are increasing. Unemployment is also rising. Suicides are increasing. Number of medicines are increasing. So the health industry says this is a sign that we are advancing. But when you have more medicine, what does it mean? More diseases are also coming. Loknath Swami says when he was 20 years old, 18 years old, in the group of 30 villages there was one hospital. Now in every 5 villages there is one hospital. So he said that means it is increasing, healthcare is increasing. One doctor is to come on his cycle and go to 5 villages in a week. 5, 5, 5, 5 like that. And many times he would complain, koi bimari nahi idhar. So a doctor who has no job to a doctor who is busy all day, good for him maybe for earning money. But do you think about what is the state of the health of the people? So, where is the advancement? Any other ideas? How to convince a successful person?
He met a similar person in the train, Shyam Vallabhpur was telling. Very successful, and he was preaching to him. So he's telling, मेरे बच्चों का शादी हो गया है, मेरे को अच्छा पेंशन मिल रहा है, घर है, सब कुछ है, आई हैव नो प्रॉब्लम्स एट ऑल. सो देन श्याम वल्लभ टोल्ड देयर इज अ वर्स इन भागवत विच सेज पदम पदम यद विपदम. दे वर इन ट्रेन, सो ही आस्क्ड हिम वन क्वेश्चन, आर यू श्योर यू विल रीच द डेस्टिनेशन? सो एक्चुअली ही बिकेम अवेयर बिकॉज ऑफ दैट स्टेटमेंट एंड देन ही स्टार्टेड इंक्वायरिंग. सो ही टोल्ड नेक्स्ट मोमेंट यू मे डाय. Actually, this looks very simple, but that person changed because of that.
One formula which Prabhupada uses is to ask him to define what is success. When you ask somebody that, please take to spiritual life, say, no, I am very happy. If you are happy, what other things are there in your life which make you happy? Will they be remaining with you all the time? Are you sure? In Gajendra's prayers, we find this idea, or not in first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. Asat Sainya, fallible soldiers. So when you are aware of fallible soldiers, then you really worry. Like if you have cardboard soldiers, 350 near your house, all with the advanced machine gun, so they will protect me if somebody attacks me. Somebody says, hey, they are all cardboard soldiers. They look like real soldiers, the machine gun looks real, but no gun can't fire a single bullet from it. Then you make them realize, make them aware. It's called a walk through the horror chamber. You know, a chamber of horrors. So most people feel that everything is very nice, hunky-dory. So you let them walk through that. And then they realize that, hey, what I'm having as success is not actually success. So avidya or maya, she even covers her intelligence that they don't understand what is success, what is not success. So success also, it also depends. Like I think Gauranga Prabhu uses an example, a tanned body, a body which is, you know, dried up in the sun with some lotion, is a sign that somebody is very rich, because now he doesn't have to work. But previously those who work in the fields automatically get a tan. So anybody whose body is tanned, that means, hey, ajam aadmi hai, toh, he works, he's a hamal, he's a kuli. Yes, announcement.
Hare Krishna. Service you're getting.